From the John DeVita Broadcast Center, welcome to Keeping It Real with Frankie D and his guest on the Windy City Hometown Entertainment Network. Today's subject will be about the Italian culture. And now, here is Frankie D.
Just what makes that little old ant think he'll move that rubber tree plant? Anyone knows an ant can't move a rubber tree plant.
But he's got high hopes. He's got high hopes. He's got high apple pie in the sky.
High hopes. So anytime.
Welcome to Keeping It Real with Frankie D. I'm your host, Frankie D, as always, and today we have a very exciting show, a very informative show. I have with me two Italian immigrants, and today we are going to interview them and talk to them and hear their story about coming here to America, what it was like, and truthfully, their story is basically our story as a people, as a group of people, as Italian Americans. We need to know their story, we need to learn from it, and we need to keep it in our history banks. So my first guest is, he will introduce himself, and he is not lying about his name.
Joe DiMaggio.
Joe DiMaggio. You heard it correctly, ladies and gentlemen. Joe DiMaggio. And I'm going to tell you, the first time, I remember meeting Joe the first time, and I said to him, do you realize what your name means here? And I don't think he really did, and I know it's kind of changed and perhaps diminished a little bit with the generations, but back in the day, Joe DiMaggio was an Italian-American god. He was probably one of the two most famous Italian-Americans of all time, the other being Frank Sinatra. So the real modern-day Joe DiMaggio. Okay, Joe, tell me where you come from in Italy.
I come from a little town called Lascari, province of Palermo.
And how far is it from Palermo?
It's about 45 miles, which is about 70 kilometers, I think.
Okay. And when you say little town, what kind of numbers?
When I left, Lascari was about 3,000 people.
Oh, okay. So it's not like a town of 300-400. Is it on the water? Is it more inland?
We are about 2 miles away from the shore.
Okay. Yes. So that's very nice.
So we're right on a hill. Right,
oh, okay.
On the foot of a mountain.
So you would be basically east of Palermo?
Yes.
Going towards, say, Cefalù?
Going towards Cefalù and farther away to Messina.
Okay, gotcha. Okay, and who did you come here with when you moved here?
I came here by myself.
By yourself?
Yes.
A trooper. We have a trooper here.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, but I had family when I came here.
You had family here in
yes.
the state.
It's, I okay. had my grandma here.
In Chicago?
In Chicago.
So that's how you came to Chicago.
Correct.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah, I was actually born here.
Really?
But yes, my father... me and my two brothers, I was 3 years old. My brother was 5, and my little brother was 2 years old. And my father didn't like the lifestyle here, and he moved us back to Sicily.
Okay.
With my whole family, mom and my two brothers.
Now, from the time you moved back to the time that you came here by yourself, had you visited here?
I had, yes. I visited
several times,
I want to say twice. Two times.
When you were very little, or
yes,
when you were?
I was 7 years old one time, mm-hmm. and the second time I was 9 years old when my mom passed. So I came here to stay with my grandma for, I want to say, 6 months.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah. So, I mean, you were kind of young, so I mean, you really didn't totally grasp the life here.
Correct, yes. Yeah. I came here, I'd stay with my grandma, and I remember my uncle taken me a couple times to Kittyland.
Kittyland, yes, yes. Which
that
is,
I do remember.
Oh, okay, okay. So, I went there as a child myself. It's no longer there, but yeah, a lot of people went to Kittyland. A lot of memories there.
So, and I thought it was a great place to live. And then later on, when I turned 21, I decided to come back and live the American dream.
Had you thought about this when you were like 15, 16, 17?
I always thought about coming back here. Yes, always.
You know what's funny? I have a little theory. It seems like a lot of people, if they were born in the United States, and even if they left at two and they go to live in Italy the rest of their life, there's always that thing about they were born in America, and a lot of them seem to come back. I don't know why, but I see that as kind of a common story.
It could be the unknown, I think. It's like, you know, when something is unknown, you always want to. Plus, you know, we have all the, we love the United States in Italy. Everybody has the dream to.
Back then, when you came.
Correct,
okay.
Yes.
Okay. Were there a lot of paisani here in Chicago from your town or no?
From Lascari? No, not that many. I think there's maybe like 10 of us.
Oh, so it's very few.
Yeah,
okay.
Very few.
But you had a lot of family, you said.
I had my grandma and my
aunts
uncles,
and uncles,
and my aunts.
Okay.
Yeah, yes.
Okay. Now, when you came, 22 years old, do you speak any English?
No, not.
You speak no English. Joe DiMaggio, you've learned English quite well.
Thank you.
There's not even an accent there.
There's
Did
an
you make
accent.
Up this whole story?
No.
Okay, I just want to make sure because we brought you on the show for the story, so I don't want to have a fake here. Okay, no, that's outstanding. You really... So you don't know English. How do you come to learn English?
Well, first day I arrived here,
mm-hmm.
I remember arriving at my cousin's house, which I think at the time he was, I want to say, 10 years old, and I was 21. And he was so happy to introduce me to his friends and told everybody that, you know...
Sure,
my
he was cousin, excited, he was
like,
proud.
This is my cousin, his name is Joe DiMaggio, you know, and so all of a sudden, you know, I see all these kids, I'm like, oh my God, I'm like, is your real
name? Can you teach me baseball?
Okay. Oh my God. Well, yeah, I do have a story about that, actually, because
okay.
I've never played that sport.
Okay, I didn't think you had, yeah.
We don't really play baseball in
no,
Italy.
No, I know.
So, you know, anyway, so everybody is asking me for, you know, like, go sing, you know, like, can you, put an autograph. I'm like, an autograph? Like, you know, but, you know, they're kids, so I'm like, I'm going with it. And so then later on, they asked me to play ball.
Okay.
You know, and I'm like, well, I don't know the rules. So, you know, I'm sitting there with a bat in my hand, and, you know, all of a sudden, you know, I get this ball thrown at me, and I hit the ball, and instead of going, you know, around the bases, everybody's telling me to run. So I decided to run center field.
Okay.
Straight towards the ball.
Typically we go to first base, but you chose center field. Okay.
I just straight like towards the ball, and you know, I went and got the ball and I brought it back. I'm like, okay, what do you want me to do with it now?
Wow.
Everybody started laughing, and so that was my baseball story.
Okay, okay. Did you just pick up English like little by little, like watching TV, newspapers?
It was, yes, definitely watching TV, newspapers. I did go to...
did you take a course?
I did take a course. English is a second language.
Okay.
I also, my uncle...
But even that had to be difficult because I'm assuming now that you took this course, it wasn't an Italian teacher.
No.
There weren't other Italians in the class.
Correct.
See, I think when they do English as a second language for a group of another group, they have... The teacher is part of them. It has to be much easier. So that had to be difficult.
Very difficult, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, and also I want to, you know, my uncles had a lot to do with it because he told me that he would be speaking to me in Italian only for the first week, and that was it. So
wow.
I had to transition to,
okay.
You know, whether I liked it or not, I had to
All kidding
start
aside, whatever you did, it's honestly, it's amazing that you came here at 21, 22 years old, and you really don't even have an accent. That's really amazing. So good for you. Tell me about like the first job you had.
My first job was Jewel,
okay.
At the bake shop. Yes.
Okay.
And yes, basically
Were you working with some other Italians? I'm assuming there might have been some.
No.
No?
No.
Okay.
No, just everybody was, you know,
okay.
Chicagoan.
Okay. And okay, how long did it take to get a job? Like a month?
Right away, actually.
Really?
I want to say maybe like 2 months later.
Okay.
That's because I really didn't look for a job.
Okay.
Then 2 months later, you know, my aunt said, if you're going to stay here,
right,
you're going to have to work.
Well, that's another question. When you came, was it the intention, I'm moving there? Or was it, let me just see how this goes, you know, if it doesn't go that well, I'll go back.
I mean,
it's kind of hard, 21. I mean, who knows at 21 what they want to do?
My mind was set. You know, I know that I had a dream. You know, I wanted to come here.
You did, Dr. King. Okay,
yes,
good.
Yes, I had a dream. I knew that I...
So you wanted to stay.
I wanted to stay.
First couple months, nothing disappointed. Did you have any doubts like maybe this isn't what I thought?
No, just if missing my family, but...
In Italy, okay. That's your friends,
it.
I assume.
My friends and my family, yeah. But I just kept looking, like, you know, towards where I wanted to go, and...
I see, okay.
And that's...
Okay.
And now 20, what?
How many? 20 okay, years so later. What year did you come?
1999,
so it was about 15 years ago.
Yes.
So, to be honest, you are for probably one of the more recent arrivals from Italy, because I don't think people come here from Italy that much anymore. I mean, you'll have a few here and there, but there's no group. So anybody that came here from 1999 is basically a more recent arrival. So,
absolutely.
Welcome to our land. Yes. Okay. Having said that, we're gonna break away and we're gonna go to our other guest. Not that she's in second place, but we have a lovely lady with us. Please state your name.
My name is Francesca Lombardo.
Francesca Lombardo. That's a pretty name as well. Not a famous baseball player, but I like it as well. Okay, Francesca, where are you from in Italy?
I'm actually from a town called Trabia, which is not far from Lascari, and it's about 40 kilometers away from Palermo.
Really? Okay.
And the town is
big
actually...
Big town, small town?
It's a small town. It was probably like... Well, now it's grown really big.
It's grown?
Yeah, a lot. I mean,
wow.
It's... I'll tell you all about
okay.
it in a minute.
Okay.
But when I lived there, same as story is Joe, I was actually born in Chicago.
Were you?
And we left when I was, I believe, 2 years old.
Okay.
And I'm with my twin brother, and I have an older brother, and we lived there pretty much throughout our childhood. I finished high school there as well.
Okay.
And so the town at the time, I must say, maybe about pretty much similar to his. I say about 4,500, a little bit
okay.
bigger.
Is it up in a mountain?
No, it's actually by the sea, and
oh,
we're known
it?
For tuna. The
really?
One of the main, yeah, it's called the fruit. I don't know how you guys call it here. We call it Nespole.
Nespole, yes. Yeah, I know that fruit. It's delicious.
And
I honestly don't know what you call it here. I never had it here. The only time I had Nespole was in Sicily.
In Sicily, yeah.
Yeah, they're delicious.
So that's what they were known a lot for, the
okay.
town in there, for Nespole and tuna.
Tuna, like tuna
yeah.
out of the can?
No, I mean the real tuna
the
fish.
The big tuna.
Yeah, they
oh,
would catch
okay.
I would see them actually during the night
really?
And in the morning, the fishermen. Yes.
Wow. Okay.
I grew up by the ocean. I
okay.
think... I had the best childhood of my life.
That's great.
Yeah,
that's
and,
great.
Same story as, like I said, Joe, my parents, my father didn't want us, he actually wanted us to learn the language, and he felt by staying here we couldn't learn the Italian culture and the Italian language.
Really?
So we moved there, yeah.
And that was the main reason?
And that was one of the main reasons. I wouldn't say that was the main reason. It was one of the main reasons, and another one was because of his health. He
okay.
couldn't, because of the air, something to do with
okay.
yeah, kidney stones. And
I have to admit, I tip my hat to him because, I talk about this on the show a lot. We talk about a lot of Italian-American topics and subjects, and it's kind of the truth. It's almost as if I wish my kids would have kind of grown up there, because then I know that culture and that language just stay with them forever.
Right.
Whereas here, it's a constant struggle to get them to absorb this language. First and foremost, the language.
Yeah.
That's a must. And then the culture. And it's almost like I wish I kind of would have sent them for the summers or something, because it's the truth. Then if you have that, it stays with you forever.
Right.
So I could see that. Okay, so now your whole family's there. When you came back, did you come with your family?
Yes, I did. We came back here when I was 15.
Okay. What year was that?
In 1992.
Okay. Okay, which is
91, actually, 91, 92.
That's pretty, you know, in the 90s is much more recent than, you know, people that came in the 40s and the 50s and, you know, even the 70s, which was like the last major wave of immigration.
Yeah.
That's a long time ago now.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, okay.
So I came.
Did you want to come?
No, absolutely not.
You did not want to come, okay.
Well, it was difficult, you know, because at that age, you're a teenager and you want to stick around with your friends. And, you know, I would wake up by the ocean. We would go boating, fishing, and then we would go at the cafe.
I'll be honest, I feel for you, because any teenager, you take your 15-year-old daughter and you say, we're here in Chicago. Okay, we're going to move to New York. They're going to go crazy.
Yeah.
Their whole life is there. So, I mean, that had to be very difficult. Yeah.
It was very difficult. But at the same time, I remember actually, and I do talk about it with my brother from time to time. I remember when my parents were very discreet sometimes when they would talk about things. And I remember they told us after dinner, you know, if they could be left alone. And I told my brother, you know what, let's just stay behind and hear their conversation. And the conversation was, you know, I made a decision. I think we should go back to Italy. I mean,
to Chicago.
Because we owned a restaurant in Italy as well. So my father already had made an agreement with someone to buy the place, which I went through. And so we were shocked. Like me, I remember my brother, we were standing behind the walls by the door. And we were just like, oh, my God, we're going to America. But my brother then, like, after we digested the news, you know, of course we didn't want to tell our parents, oh, you know, go crazy on them. And my brother's like, well, that's okay. This is where we were born, you know. Let's just, you know, embrace it. And I think we should just, you know, take it in and enjoy. And I'm like, oh, my God, but I don't know. So that was our thing. But we were excited, but at the same time, we were kind of sad. So anyhow, we came here. It was my intimate family. We have family here as well. Uncle, aunts, cousins.
Okay.
And so... So we came here, and I remember the first day we came, of course, it was summer, which, you know, we were like, oh, can we just stay until the summer and then come back, you know, in the fall?
Right.
My father's like, no, we got to go because we have to go find schools and, you know, all this stuff. And I said, okay. So when we came here, I was shocked.
In what way?
In what way? Like, the people, how fast-paced it was, the cars, the planes, the whole city, urban kind of thing. But then when we drove by the house, which is in Norwich, you know, it was kind of like pretty. You know, everybody had the grass in front of their house, and the landscaping was really pretty.
Sure.
But it seems all the houses were the same, you know, kind of cut. And I'm like, oh, wow, Dad, everybody's got the same house here. Cool. And it's like, yeah, you know, it's cool. So when we walked in, the ceiling, we were like, what's going on here? Why is it so low?
Oh, okay.
And then we see this carpet all over the house. Oh, and we're like, why aren't there tiles here? So it was kind of like, oh, wow, this is America. Cool.
Did you guys change it?
Oh, yeah, we changed it. Yeah, yeah. My father then changed it up, put tiles and removed the carpet, hardwood floors and all of that. So it was a little bit like, wow. And then the good thing that... So there is no people in front of the houses. And I told my dad, I'm like, why aren't there people sitting outside?
Right.
My dad's like, this is not Italy, okay? This is America here now. People go to work or they stay inside. And I'm like, oh, that's kind of, you know, a little bit depressing. So what are we doing now? And my father's like, well, we're going to have dinner and we're just going to, you know, settle in. And tomorrow is a new day. I said, okay. So the next morning, my neighbor, you know, she's great. Carolina, if you're listening, that would be great.
Okay. Is she Italian?
She's Italian. Yeah. Okay. Carolina Manzella is her last name. She's American, married to, she's American, married to an Italian guy.
Okay.
And she welcomed us, you know, and I couldn't understand anything she said. And she's like, don't worry, just say, hi, how are you? My name is Francesca.
Okay.
And
I said, so you didn't know English when you came?
Nothing. Nothing. Zero.
Now, did you also take like a course English as a second language?
Yeah, my parents hired
a tutor.
Yeah, okay. Italian English.
And did that help a lot?
It helped a little bit.
And then you actually attended school.
Yeah, I did attend the school.
You go to school, are you kind of shaky with English still?
No, we were totally. I mean, we came here in July. In August, school started, so we didn't
even. And you knew English then?
No.
Oh,
I didn't know English.
Right, so I mean, you were.
At all.
So now you're sitting in a classroom,
and
you're not even
sure
what they're
saying. Both me and my brother, we don't know
anything
that they're saying. But I could, the funny thing is the kids, when the teacher asked, and that is one thing that Joe says, you know, we love the American people in Italy, which is true, because if they will come, but not just the American, pretty much any kind of other, you know, ethnicities, you know, we will embrace them and help them out, you know, if they didn't know the Italian, where to go. But here, we felt rejected.
By Americans, like, or by Italian-Americans?
Italian-Americans as well.
Is
and
that
American,
right?
Yes, because I remember...
That's a big statement, Francesca.
Yeah, I'm sorry to say it, but...
No.
It's true.
The name of my show is Keeping It Real.
And that's
I want
that's the
truth.
Real.
That saddens me.
So, and what happened... And me and my brother, we looked at each other. We're like, oh, we're not going to have a good time here. But I said, okay, let's hold on. But the teacher was very sweet. It was Italian as well. She said, anyone here speaks Italian or is Italian descendant?
Did anyone say?
No one
yet
raised their hand.
Yet you know that there were kids in that class that spoke Italian.
Yes.
That's terrible.
No, but that's okay because, you know, we did not know them and we wanted to stay neutral.
No,
you know,
but the point is we should, as a people, should embrace our fellow countrymen when they come to help them,
right,
as other groups do, and we tend to...
But, you know, you got to understand, it's a teenage, you know, they were teenagers, so I feel like, oh, you know, we don't want to...
Let's not make excuses for them.
No, I'm not, but anyhow, so there was this situation, and actually my brother, that was at the beginning very excited, he just hated it here. Hated
okay.
it. I mean...
I didn't know you had a twin brother.
Yeah.
Okay.
His name is Cyril.
Okay, so he hates it here.
No, not now, but
no,
at
when
the
he
time.
Got here,
oh,
he
yes,
hated
absolutely.
It.
Told right. my father, you know what?
We got to go back.
We're going to go back. And I didn't want to say anything. I told my brother, you know what? We just got to be a little bit more open-minded. I mean, you remember you told me in Italy, you know?
Sure.
Let's just kind of, you know,
give it
check
a
it out, give it a chance. We were born in America, you know?
Sure.
And I said, no, you have to listen to what I have to say. I'm like, give it a time. We'll be fine. And the poor teacher, she was really sweet. You know, she was trying to kind of accommodating us. And it's like, don't worry, take your time. But anyhow, it took us a couple months.
Okay.
And then, so we would have the tutor every day. And then, I mean, they would teach us basically from the start, the alphabet, A, B, C, D, E, E, F, G. We would have post-it notes like, this is called door, and she would repeat it like, okay, today you're going to learn these five words. Tomorrow I'm going to ask you which one they are. We'll take the post-it notes away.
Sure.
And then you're going to tell me, if I tell you door, point it out. So we start from scratch.
I mean, you were adults trying to learn a language.
Yeah, and it was difficult.
That is extremely hard.
Yeah.
Extremely hard. Plus, it wasn't like, this is a language to learn to, like, oh, you know, have some fun, do that. No. You're in this life now.
Yeah.
You need this language every day.
Right.
So, no, I give you credit.
So, we got a little bit more, you know, when my cousins were off, you know, they would come over on the weekends and take us out here and there. But my father was a very strict man. And, like, you know, if we say, let's say we met one of the kids and, you know, they would be nice and say, oh, you know, you want to come over to my house? Forget it. There was no chance that I could go. And so, you know.
Well, the thing is, I can understand because now, not only is he strict to begin with, but now he's out of his element.
Right.
He left his country. He's in a foreign country.
Yeah.
And he's with people he doesn't know. Mm-hmm. He doesn't know where they come from. And it's like, okay, you're going to take my daughter.
Yeah.
I could see where that would be not an easy... I could see where he'd say no.
So anyhow, we went through pretty much the school. We went to St. Eugene for the last year because Mother
Garen
and all across were the high school because we were supposed to go to high school. Mm. But because of the language, the principal
was
like,
no point
there is, it's impossible. He goes, send them back to 8th grade so they pass the constitution test. You know, they kind of pick up a little bit of language and then we can always move them up. And so that's what happened.
Oh.
But the thing is, so I couldn't go out.
No.
On the weekends. So what did I do? I'm like, I'm not going to sit home.
Played in the room with the tile floor. No more carpet.
So what I decided is a lot of my family have restaurants.
Okay.
And so I would tell my dad, is it okay if I go to work with Uncle Tony? And my dad is like, sure, you know, so you don't stay, you know, home.
Oh, so you basically went to work.
So I went to work.
Oh, okay, good.
So, and I didn't, like I said, I basically did not know the language. So, and my uncle's like, okay, listen. This is the pink ticket goes in the kitchen. The yellow goes by the pizza. Okay.
Right.
And the white stays with you give it to the customer. I'm like, okay. So the whole day for 10 hours, whatever it was, this is what I was doing. So one day this guy tells me, hey, you're going to like this. He goes, can you give me a pop? And I didn't want to say that I did not know what he was talking about.
Yeah.
I knew what when he said, can you please give me pop? I understood, can you please give me?
But the pop.
But pop
thing.
I'm like,
and
pop,
in Chicago,
pop,
we say pop.
Yeah, I'm like, what is pop? So then, and anyhow, the refrigerator is there with all kinds of cans.
Sure.
Okay, and I'm like, and the phone girls are laughing because, you know, they thought this was funny. And she's like, look on your back, it's a phone. I'm like, you mean Coca-Cola?
Yeah.
Can you just say Coca-Cola? I'm like, yeah, sure.
Right.
So that was a new word that I picked up. But anyhow, what I picked up first, instead of English, I picked up Spanish.
You did.
Because I was working there Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Oh, I could see that. Yeah, because if you were working with Hispanics, they're speaking in Spanish. That's a lot similar to Italian than English. English not even close to Italian. Yeah. So I could see that.
So
yes.
I did that for the entire summer.
Okay.
So after we came, we went to school, and then summer came from June, July, and August. Completely yeah. working every day at the restaurant, and that's how I picked up the Spanish first.
Wow. Okay.
And then my father's like, this is a problem.
Okay, well, all knowledge is good, but you really needed to learn English first, so I could see where that would be.
No, but I had the tutor as well. But the thing is, I didn't have the ability to spend time with just someone that speaks English at all times.
Yeah.
So it was very difficult for me.
I can imagine.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, how about this? I would like to know, Joe, how often do you go back? Or how many times have you been back?
I want to say about 5 times.
Oh, that many times?
Yeah.
Okay. And when you go back, how is it for you? What is it? Is it like you left? Is it, wow, this is so different? How do you feel? Do you feel like a foreigner now in Lascari?
You know, when I go back, I feel like everything is different. I feel that a lot has changed since I left.
Okay.
And yes, I do like a foreigner because, you know, you don't find the things that you left.
Right.
You know, new buildings and
sure.
new people. You know, some of the kids that you used to know, they're like grown adults now. You know,
okay.
everything is different.
Okay.
So, you know, I feel like I don't belong there anymore. But
that's, yeah.
But then it's sad, but in the same time, you know,
it's always
people
a part
that
of you.
It's always a part of me because yeah. then you still find like, you know, your old friends that, you know, they come and visit you and
okay.
you know, they're happy to see you like when you go back. And
so
that's,
it's a good experience when
it
you
is,
go back.
It is a great experience.
Is there any bit of, do you find like this American dream, like I want to go to America, or not really as much as once upon a time?
You know what happens is that your priority change. You know, when you're 20 years old, you have, you know, your priorities are different
sure.
than when you're 35.
Mm-hmm.
And that's probably what happened to my father, you know, as well. You know, he was probably thinking more about us versus me.
Oh, absolutely.
You know? So I think it's just, you know, you have to see what you're, you know, what you want
mm-hmm.
at the end. So
okay.
when you're 20 years old, it's all about you. I want to have fun. I want to do whatever I want to do without my parents telling me not to do this and that. So I was here. I was by myself. You know, I was free to do whatever I wanted to do.
You were having a good time.
I was having a great time. And that's probably why I actually stayed here.
I bet, yes.
But, you know, that's, yeah. you know, and now, you know, now that I have kids, you know, I do think about, like, oh, you know, it wasn't so bad over there. It wasn't so bad.
I'm sure it wasn't, you know. I mean, I'm sure you would have had a great life either place. I don't think there was one bad, one good, the right answer, the wrong answer. It just happens to be what you chose at that time and then, you know, where the chips fell.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's, yes.
And Francesca, how many times have you been back?
I say pretty much about 5-6 times.
Okay, you as well.
Yeah,
all right.
Last time I was there, it was 2 years ago.
Okay, and how is it for you when you go?
Actually, like Joe, similar, all my friends are
mm-hmm.
there still, so we keep in contact. It's nice. Things have changed.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I was disappointed 2 years ago that my shoemaker, where I used to buy my shoes, is being replaced by, now it's a Chinese store.
That
there
is a shame.
There's
that's
a
rotten
Chinese.
Shame.
You know,
okay.
you got to understand, I grew up with same kind of people.
Sure.
One religion. And now it's a mixture.
So Italy in itself
changed.
Is changing.
Yes, it's changing.
Wow.
It's getting diversified with different.
So what is there now? Chinese restaurant?
There are Chinese restaurants. There's French. There's German. There's all kinds
is
of things.
Is that right?
Yeah.
In Sicily.
Yep. I mean, my shoe, where I used to go buy my shoes,
mm-hmm.
the store had to close because of the competition they got from the Chinese.
Wow.
Which it's kind of sad to see, but you know, it is what it is, and they allowed it. So,
wow, okay.
But it's you know, it's still Italy. What keeps me going back is actually my friends,
okay,
and my family, of
okay.
course. But as far now, let's say if I would make a decision now and say, would I want to raise my kids there? I'll be honest with you, I don't think I would have done that because it's very, I think we have more here than they have there.
Okay.
And I think, you know, it's not the same. So I can't compare. They're both right. beautiful places. But as right. far as, you know, oh, I want my child to really learn the culture. I'm sorry to tell you.
Okay. Well, that's what I was going to ask for both of you. What's, because we're running out of time. What's sure. the future hold for your ethnic backgrounds as far as your own children now and your own families?
Like, well, you know, Frank, I'll be honest with you. The only thing that I could do is educate my kids about my past.
Okay.
And let them also be informed them, like, you know, that they need to understand where they come from and learn that language.
Well, that's
good. Don't tell me that you're Italian and you can't even
speak Italian.
Because then that's not, you're not really true.
That's not keeping it real.
Don't tell me. Exactly.
Okay.
You're not keeping it real.
And Joe, how about you?
Well, I do have my father and my mom. They still live over there. So
okay,
I,
so you have more of an attachment to go.
Yes.
Yes.
But I, you know, I don't want to deny my kids of what, you know, my childhood. Francesca said that she had the best childhood that anybody could have. And I would love for my kids to have the same opportunity that I had, you know, just to send them there.
So you plan to let them go to Italy.
Let them
to
go
visit.
To Italy.
Okay.
And spend time with my father and my mom, which they're awesome.
That's fantastic.
And just maybe, you know, maybe they can, like, you know, give them a little, you know, give them a little bit of culture, Italian culture.
Exactly. You have to expose them.
Yes. Yeah.
Because if you don't, who's going to?
Exactly.
They're your kids. So.
Exactly.
And it's really hard to do it from here. So
extremely hard. We are out of time, unfortunately. I want to thank Francesca, Joe. This was a great show. I thoroughly enjoyed myself. I think the listeners are going to enjoy themselves, and this is great history and great information that we learned today. And as we always do on the Keeping It Real with Frankie D show, I leave you with the quote of the show. And the quote today comes from Jim Rohn. A good objective of leadership is to help those who are doing poorly to do well, and to help those who are doing well to do even better. Thank you. Thank John DeVita. And have a great day, everyone. Thank you. Thank you.
Next time you're found with your chin on the ground, there's a lot to be learned. So look around.
Just what makes that little old ant think he'll move that rubber tree plant? Anyone knows an ant can't move a rubber tree plant.
But he's got high hopes. He's got high hopes. He's got high apple pie in the sky.
So anytime you're getting low, instead of let.
You have been listening to Keeping It Real with Frankie D from the John DeVita Broadcast Center on the Windy City Hometown Entertainment Network. This broadcast was directed by John DeVita. Our audio engineer is James Rohde, and the executive producer of Windy City Hometown Entertainment Network is John Ciccanda. This broadcast was pre-recorded on Thursday, July the 3rd, the year 2014. Until next time, be safe, and thanks for listening.